Testing in the House Chamber, 122nd Legislative Day.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative White. We ask members and guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance following the prayer. Representative White.
Thank you. Pray with me if you will. Dear Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful day. We thank you for each member that is here, for the talents, the energy, and the humility that they bring. Thank you for letting us serve you in this capacity. Many call it a mission. Dear Father, we know that you give us life, which is the most precious gift you have given us, and then you gave us your life, which is really the most precious gift that you've given us. Continue to look at us through your eyes. Thank you for your grace, your mercy. Thank you for forgiving us when we do not follow your will. And help us to stay in tune with you so that we always know your will. Thank you again for our leadership. Thank you for the energy. And thank you for just always being with us. And we pray that you would continue that as we go through the next few days, the next few weeks, and the years of our life. In thy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August 28th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for August 28th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The following. Bank Bowling Clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 682, an act to implement the constitutional amendment to provide better protection and safeguards to victims of crime.
Chapter bills will be noted. Calendar House Bill 555, clerk will read.
Representatives Dobson, White, Sain, and Lambert, House Bill 555, a bill to be entitled an act to appropriate funds for the implementation of Medicare transformation and to make other Medicaid transformation-related changes. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambert, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We had a good vote, close vote yesterday, but it did pass. I would encourage you to vote the same way today so we can get this transformation continuing to move forward, and I appreciate it and be glad to answer any questions.
Is the gentleman moving that we concur on third reading as well?
Yes, sir.
The gentleman has moved that we concur and has debated the motion. Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 555. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative McNeil, gentlemen wish to vote. Cork lock machine, record the vote. 57 having voted in the affirmative, 52 in the negative. House Bill 555 is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Mr. Clerk, chair directs that Senate Bill 562, Second Chance Act, be removed from 36B and sent to the Committee on Rules calendar and operations of the House. Senate Bill 553, the clerk will read.
Senators Sanderson and Wills, Senate Bill 553, A bill to be entitled Regulatory Reform Act of 2019. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Alamance, Representative Riddell, recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move adoption of the conference report for Senate Bill 553.
Gentleman has moved adoption of the conference report. Any further discussion or debate on this bill? This is third reading. If not, the question before the House is the adoption of the conference report for Senate Bill 553. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Following members, following members of this report, Representative Majeed, see on the floor. Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 77 having voted in the affirmative, 32 in the negative. The House does adopt the conference report for Senate Bill 553, and the Senate will be so notified. Senate Bill 458, clerk will read.
Senators Brown, Jackson, and Bergen, Senate Bill 458, a bill to be entitled Post-Traumatic Stress Day, Titus's Law Data. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Davidson, Representative Potts, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we concur with Senate Conference Bill 458.
The gentleman has moved that the House do adopt the conference report for Senate Bill 458, and the gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
This is a three-part bill that's been before us. Part one just aligns our PTSD day with the national day of 627. Part two is Titus Law, which passed the House with overwhelming support. And part three was agreed to by DHHS to allow them to use third-party toxicology information in their studies.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the conference report, Senate Bill 458. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 97 having voted in the affirmative, 12 in the negative. The House does adopt the conference report to Senate Bill 458, and the Senate will be so notified.
What purpose does the lady from Orange, Representative Insko, arise?
I'd like to be recorded as no on 458.
The lady from Orange will be recorded as having voted no on the recorded vote for Senate Bill 458. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate adopts a report from conferees for Senate Bill 574, Conference Committee Substitute, a bill to be entitled an act to study the status of sports betting and whether or not to establish a gaming commission. When appropriate action has been taken by both chambers, the bill will be ordered and rolled. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Representatives Ball and Holly, were the members rising to record their votes on 458? They wish to be recorded as having voted no. The ladies will be so recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 458. What purpose does Senate Bill 574, the clerk will read.
Senators Davis, Crawick, and Woodard, Senate Bill 574, a bill to be entitled a study to establish gaming commission sporting betting. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To make a recommendation on the Senate bill.
The gentleman is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion that we adopt the conference report from the Senate.
The gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, has moved that the House do adopt the report of the conferees on Senate Bill 574, and Representative Warren is recognized to further debate his motion.
Thank you. Colleagues, the conferees from the Senate met with the conferees from the House a couple of days ago. We reached agreement on the bill that we sent over to them, and it passed the Senate last night on a vote of 44-1. I appreciate your support this morning on passing it over here. Thank you.
Further discussion? Further debate? If not, the question before the House is the motion from the gentleman from Rowan that the House does adopt the report of the conferees on Senate Bill 574. Those favoring the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. With 97 having voted in the affirmative and 12 in the negative, the report of the conferees has been adopted and the Senate will be so notified. What purpose does the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, arise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to be recorded as a no on 458 as well, please. Thank you.
The Representative Meyer, that was on 458.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The gentleman from Orange will be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 458. What purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney, arise?
Had to be recorded as a no on 458.
The lady from Mecklenburg will be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 458. Representatives Pierce, Farmer, Butterfield, Gill, and Autry. Is that the same reason that you rise?
Yes.
Members, Representatives Pierce, Farmer, Butterfield, Gill, and Autry will be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 458. What purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative John, arise?
Same motion, sir. Thank you.
Gentleman from Wake will be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 458. What purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, arise?
To change my vote in the same bill to no.
The gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 458. What purpose does the gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Montgomery, arise?
An aye on 553.
The gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Montgomery, will be recorded as having voted aye on Senate Bill 553. Representatives Pierce and Farmer Butterfield, your lights are still on. Are you seeking further recognition?
Members, we've concluded our business for the day, and the chair will, we've already indicated where we are, but I'm going to announce from the chair, we are going to not have any votes on any bills the next week. The first date that we'll come back to actually take up business will be September the 10th. Now, the only caveat to that is if a decision comes down on the redistricting case, and if it does, we'll make sure minority leader and majority leader know if we have to adjust any of that schedule. But that's the only thing that would bring us back sooner than September 10th. There will be no vote sessions Friday, Tuesday, and Friday. So this Friday, Tuesday, and Friday of next week, so there will be no motions accepted regarding taking any action for the bills that will continue to ride the calendar at that time, but when we come back September 10th, we'll be back in normal session. But again, the only caveat is if there's a decision that comes down from the court on redistricting and we need to move on that, then we'll do it. But again, everybody will get ample notice of that. So I'm certainly wishing everybody a happy break. I know it's been a tough schedule, and I think a lot of folks are going to enjoy the time away. So we're going to go to notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, rise?
Mr. Speaker, would you please change my vote from yes to no on 574?
Gentlemen, that'll need to be done when the rules chair is back in the chair. Gentlemen, will suspend. For what purpose, the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings, rise?
The same as the gentleman from
Durham. General need to make that motion in a few moments. For what purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise?
To ensure that my vote was a no on Senate Bill 458 and to speak to a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is first going to be, the House will come to order because When we do these vote changes, the clerk needs to be able to take that down accurately, so please keep the conversation down. So the gentleman will be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 458. The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Monday, we had over in Chapel Hill the opportunity to speak to and to lay to rest a friend named Ishna J. Hall, who was a member of my district. She was a colleague. She was a personal friend. She passed away in her sleep at the tender age of 40. And so she was someone that never met a stranger, someone that was the MC at our wedding and the first voice that we heard when my wife Tracy and I became man and wife. She was there in the same vein for thousands of other people, as we found out at her memorial service. And so I wanted to make sure that as someone who has given a lot to me and was one of the best North Carolinians that we had to offer, that I had a chance to let my colleagues know that someone special, a Tar Heel, a North Carolinian, has passed away all too soon. So thank you.
Sir. For what purpose, gentlemen? From Haywood, Representative Queen, rise.
For a point of personal privilege.
Gentlemen's recognized.
I'd like to invite everybody here to the 50th Smoky Mountain Folk Festival this Labor Day weekend up at Lake Junaluska. It's two nights of great Appalachian music and dance. And to follow up, just stay around for Sunday and Monday for the nation's longest running Labor Day celebration in Canton, North Carolina. The Oak Ridge Boys will be there Sunday night, and the Great Balsam Range will be there Monday night. So come to the mountains for a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. For what purpose, gentlemen from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Gentlemen's recognized.
50 years ago next week, my mother walked in for the very first time to an H&R Block office and signed up to take their income tax course. Little did she know at that time the impact that was going to have on our family. Since that time, her husband, my father, every brother and sister of mine, many of my cousins, my mother-in-law, my wife, have all worked under her tutelage and learned the tax business. My mother was one of the first female corporate controllers for a major firm in New York City, just off of Wall Street back in the 1950s when women were not hired in those jobs. She was a leader in the industry. She was a leader in H&R Block. I'm second generation with the firm. My son has been there 17 years. He is third generation. My granddaughter, April, properly named, that's one of the big months for us in the tax business, who also happened to have been born at precisely 10:40 p.m. God's honest truth. Nurse came out after April was born and said, "You're not going to believe this, and it wouldn't mean anything to anybody but you. Your granddaughter was born at 10:40. Gotta love it. April will start her first tax course next Thursday, marking the fourth generation of Kidwells to work in this business. I'm very proud to say that. Also, the month of September marks the 40th year that we have owned the franchise in Beaufort County. I invite you anytime you're there to come by and see us and meet what we are known as the tax family within H&R Block in Beaufort County. Thank you.
What purpose does the lady from Johnson, Representative White, rise?
To make an announcement.
Lady has four.
On September 9th, Grifols, one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world, as well as North Carolina and especially in Johnson County, and the Workforce Development Center, who was established through local philanthropists and through our Johnson Community College, are hosting the Life Science Caucus but we are expanding our invitations to all of you. It will be on Monday the 9th. It will be at 12:30 for lunch at the Workforce Development Center. We've already sent all of you an invitation, and we will be reminding you this week. If you would like to come and join us for lunch at the Workforce Development Center and then to tour Griffles, we would love to have you. Thank you.
Go ahead and ask our pages to gather up at the front while we dispose of the remaining points of personal privilege and announcements and so forth. For what purpose the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized.
Thanks, sir. September 10th, 1972, I was a freshman at Mount Olive Junior College and had gotten back. That was on a Sunday. I just got back in school from being home for the weekend. And went to the A&P store to get my 5 cans of sardines for breakfast for the week. Hey, it was better than what they had at the cafeteria, you know. And while I was there, I saw this beautiful, blonde-headed young lady with the sweetest face. And I guess I get in trouble these days, but I followed her all over the grocery store. She was so pretty. And I didn't even like blondes, but when I saw her, I said I'd make an exception in her case. Then the preacher at the Presbyterian Church had grown up with my mom and dad, so when he found out I was there at school, he came and got me to be youth director for the year at the church. And the first night that I met with him, September 24th, 1972, a friend of this young lady's belonged to the church and had invited her to come, and we just hit it off. So August 29th, 1976, this young lady showed an enormous lack of judgment and said, "I do," to me. And, you know, she's kind of stubborn. 43 years later, she still won't admit she made a mistake. But she has been God's blessing in my life in many ways. I don't trust anybody like I trust her. And so I'm real tickled that Dale Falwell talked her into being my L.A. up here. And it's been great having her with me, not having to wonder how she's doing when I'm up here, and having somebody who's very professional and does a great job as my L.A. But, wow, she is a great wife, mother, and loves being grandmama. And so I just want to wish you a happy anniversary, Tammy. She's sitting up there. And thank you so much for all the love. God bless.
We've got our pages down front, and for our pages, you are our last group of pages for this session. And my colleagues and I appreciate your service with us this week. We certainly wish you the best with Tar Heel Challenge and your future endeavors. I ask my colleagues, please join me in thanking our pages for their service this week. For what purpose, the gentleman? You all may return to your post. For what purpose, the gentleman from Alamance, Representative Riddell, rise?
For a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to invite everyone here, your family, distant relatives, friends, strangers you meet on the street, pets, to join me at the home of Steve and Tammy Ross today for a great birthday celebration for one of the finest public servants I have ever had the privilege of working beside. Happy birthday.
For what purpose, the lady from Durham, Representative Maury Rice?
Speak point of personal privilege.
Please recognize.
Members, I know it's very sad for two of our members on Saturday and next Tuesday not to be able to be here and celebrate their birthdays. So I extend the happiest birthday to Pricey Harrison on Saturday and Derwin Montgomery next Tuesday. Thank you.
For what purpose, the lady from Guilford, Representative Clemens, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
He's recognized.
I speak on behalf of the entire Guilford delegation in inviting you all to the North Carolina Folk Festival next weekend. The North Carolina Folk Festival is in Greensboro, the 6th through the 8th, and it is, the whole thing is free, the 17th largest festival in the United States. So we hope you'll come and join us in Guilford County next weekend.
Thank you. For what purpose, the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon Rice?
To remove my request to have my vote changed on 574.
No. For what purpose, the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer Rice?
For a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, my parents live in Haywood County, and just like Josam Queen wants you to come to the Mountain Folk Festival, they want me to come to the Mountain Folk Festival so I can see them. The way they tried to get me to come is they sent me a photograph out of the Smoky Mountain News of Representative Josam Queen when he was at the very first Mountain Folk Festival 50 years ago, and I am here to tell you that his hair looks the exact same now as it did then.
Well, was that motivation for you to go? That is a good festival, so I hope you have a good time with it. Appreciate it. Anybody need to do any vote changes on 458? If so, I'm going to turn the chair over to the rules chair. Okay, ratification of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Governor LeClerc reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 555, an act to appropriate funds for the implementation of Medicare transformation and to make other Medicaid transformation related changes.
Chapter bills will be noted. Any further notices or announcements or vote changes? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Friday, August the 30th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Torbett. That the House do now adjourn to reconvene Friday, August 30th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.